News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Vegans need to realise the impact of their diets on the environment. That is the view of our next guest, Adam Henson, farmer and BBC Country File presenter. Vegan diets are often sold to people on the basis they are healthy and they protect the planet. But Adam, you take the opposite view.
I don't quite take the opposite view. My view is that we all need to consider where our food comes from. And I sometimes find the views of vegans and vegetarians slightly misplaced. And of course, we all have different diets for different reasons. And what I've been saying is that we all need to consider where our food comes from, and particularly if you're eating it because of the impact on the environment. And so if we're worried about carbon footprint from food coming from abroad and how it affects the environment and the production systems, then we just need to consider it. And I used almond milk as an example that uses a huge amount of water and can be damaging to the environment. But if you choose not to drink cow's milk, that's fine by me. I don't have a problem with that at all. But I would recommend that you look at alternatives such as oat milk that are far more environmentally friendly than almond milk.
Okay. And that sounds in theory correct. And I've often wondered about the almond milk or the soy milk that comes from halfway around the world as opposed to, you know, the glass of cow's milk that comes from up the road, both in Ireland and in the UK. But there has been studies that have looked at this. People who are far cleverer than I have looked at this. And for example, the University of Oxford in 2018 found that a glass of dairy milk, dairy-based milk, results in almost three times the greenhouse gas emission of any plant-based milk. And that would seem to be despite the long distances they might travel.
I think we need to look really, really carefully at the dairy systems that we're getting our milk from. So this is exactly my point. We need to all be aware of where our food is coming from. And there needs to be transparency. There needs to be correct research done on it, because I know some dairy farms that are net carbon zero on their farms. So, you know, the agricultural industry now across the UK is looking to be net carbon zero by 2040. And there are already very progressive farms making huge inroads into this. So, yes, that report might be absolutely right from the particular farm they chose to do the test on, but that might not be right across the board.
I know, Adam, as well as presenting Country File, you're also a farmer yourself. I've often talked to farmers. I've interviewed lots of Irish farmers here, and I do feel that they feel a little bit like they're under siege from both the environmentalists and from the vegans, and that farming, which I think would have always been considered to be a sustainable kind of an industry and relatively environmentally friendly, is now viewed in a much kind of harsher light.
I think there are some people who are farmers and potentially from the sort of vegan society that are quite aggressive in the way that they communicate. And I think what we've all got to do is come together. You know, the one thing that we're all, the commonality between us all, is that we all consume stuff, we all eat. You know, it shouldn't be a war of the countryside. It ought to be, where does our food come from? How are we going to produce it sensibly and sustainably? And in the UK, yes, we have some of the tightest legislation in the world. You know, that's for animal welfare, for the environment. It, you know, extends out into employment law and health and safety. There are many products that come in from abroad that come from systems that don't have our standards across any of the things I've just mentioned.
And things like avocados, which would be much loved nowadays, they come from quite far away. Do you think inherently a plant-based diet is in any way any better than people who do eat meat and dairy and perhaps more locally produced produce?
I don't have a view whether one is better than the other. My partner is a vegetarian and so is my daughter, so I really don't have an issue with that. And I think what we need to be doing is considering our impact on the environment and what we're eating and where it comes from. And so, you know, it's about getting the balance right.
Okay. And you're suggesting that the impact there, because of distance and perhaps because of work practices or farming practices or labour practices, perhaps in other countries, that they could be dubious and may swing the balance the other way, away from perhaps the vegan thing being the right thing to do.
Well, and yes, so we need to be thinking carefully about what we eat that comes from abroad, but also what we eat in this country. And traceability and transparency is absolutely essential, because food fraud is a big thing across the world. We need to have a system in place where there's labelling on our food and there's a stamp of approval that assures you that it is what it says on the packet or on the jar or on the bottle. You know, we don't think enough about what's behind it. You know, everything is so easily accessible to us. People don't pay a thought, half of them, to the energy and effort and amount of work that's gone into producing the food or where it comes from.
And that was Adam Henson, farmer and BBC Countryfile presenter.